This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Indian Space Research Organization will launch PSLV C-59, carrying European Space Agency's Proba 3 satellite from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in a while from now. Proba 3 is a commercial dedicated mission of the New Space India Limited to ISRO. PSLV C-59 will inject the spacecraft into a highly elliptical orbit to demonstrate precise formation flying. The countdown began at 2:38 p.m. yesterday and is progressing smoothly. An assassination attempt has been made on Punjab's former Deputy Chief Minister Sukhbir Singh Badal at the entrance of the Golden Temple in Amritsar today. However, he escaped unhurt. Mr. Badal was serving penance given by the Sri Akal Takht recently while sitting on a wheelchair at the entrance when the attempt was made. The person identified as Narayan Singh, who tried to shoot him, was overpowered by SGPC sevadars and security personnel soon after he took out his pistol to shoot. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis is set to become the next Chief Minister of the state of Maharashtra. He will take oath as the Mahayuti's Chief Minister for the third time tomorrow, in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other senior leaders of the alliance in Mumbai. In Bharatiya Janata Party's core committee meeting today in Mumbai, he was elected as the Legislative Party leader in the presence of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, who were appointed as BJP's central observers for the same. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar emphasized the critical importance of peace and stability in border areas as a foundation for fostering better relations between India and China. Speaking in Rajya Sabha today on recent developments in India's relations with China, Dr. Jayashankar noted that discussions between the two countries in the coming days will focus on de-escalation and effective border management. Rural literacy registered a marginal rise in the country last year. As against 77% during 2022-23, rural literacy rose to 77.5% in 2023-24. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Education Jayant Chaudhary said, male literacy rate, which was 83.6% in 2022-23, increased to 84.7% during 2023-24. The female rural literacy rate, which was 70.3% in 2022-23, has increased to 70.4% during the same period. The government today said 5G services are available in 779 districts out of 783 districts in the country. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Communications and Rural Development, Dr. Pemasani Chandrasekhar said, over 4.6 lakh 5G-based transceiver stations have been installed in the country. India has called for reforms in the global financial system to better support developing nations, emphasizing greater representation for the global south in international financial institutions and increased funding from multilateral development banks. Speaking at a UN meeting, India's Ms. Geetu Joshi, advisor, Department of Economic Affairs, Ministry of Finance, stressed the need for a financial system more responsive to the needs of developing countries. South Korea's opposition lawmakers have filed a motion to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol after he declared martial law, causing a major political crisis yesterday. Yoon made the announcement on television, leading to widespread criticism and comparisons to South Korea's past dictatorships. After facing strong backlash, Yoon reversed his decision within 6 hours. Kim Yong-min, a member of the opposition Democratic Party, said the impeachment vote could happen as soon as Friday. 6 political parties support the motion except Yoon's People Power Party. In the Under-19 Asia Cup today, India won a Group A one-day international cricket match against host United Arab Emirates, UAE, by 10 wickets at Sharjah Cricket Stadium. UAE set a target of 138 runs after winning the toss and elected to bat. They were all out in 44 overs. Chasing the target, India scored 143 runs without loss in just 16.1 overs. And the AQI in Delhi has shown improvement and registered moderately polluted category with an average AQI of 184 as of 1 o'clock this afternoon. According to CPCB, some areas of the city have breached the 250 AQI levels. And that is the end of this news bulletin.